Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now, when somebody starts arguing, you prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine, you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
It hadn't been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Always a pleasure to have you with me.
With me.
855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. I love it when you guys get engaged. We have a chat room at JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com. You can head over there, get involved in the chat. As I say, and I mean it sincerely, there are smarter people than I in the chat room. I know, it's not a long way to go, you know, some of you would say. But they are. They're much smarter than I am. And so when you head over there, you know, say hi, watch what they're doing. There's a lot happening, a lot of common sense happening there. No, sure, I mean it. A lot of common sense stuff happening over there. And again, different perspectives. Look, I know that everybody thinks that we all think alike. And when I say we all, I mean right conservative Christians, right? I know how you guys put it out there. We all think exactly. Well, it's not true. Matter of fact, frankly, it could be the first thing from the truth. Yes, we have similar ideas on how to handle things, similar ideas on how to make things happen. But frankly and honestly, you know, it is... It's the approach that we have. We all have different approaches to this, and we may not agree. You know, I talked about Tulsi Gabbard the other night about a potential VP pick, and you know, I could fill up two buckets with the amount of emails I got about how I'm not a real Republican, I'm a rhino, I'm a this, I'm a that. Like, okay, I'm just frankly not to insult anybody, but I'm going to giggle it off because you're not thinking. You really aren't. I mean, we've got to look at some of this stuff and realize, you know, I brought up more than one, but I brought up President Reagan. And I said, remember, he was a lifelong Democrat, died in a bowl, only guys, that the only, you know, only party that there is. And he turned out to be the foundation or the re-foundation for the Republican Party. He brought it back to life, whether you like it or not. Right? So how do you know she isn't the same? That's all I'm just saying. You don't. And let's not be like them where D is the only best person. I voted for Democrats before. I know some of you passed out just now. I have voted for Democrats before, especially for school boards. Because I have a lot of Democrat friends that are solid, with good moral values. They understand, you know, our kids don't need to be seeing naked pictures of other girls and boys. What they need to be seeing is, you know, math, science, history. And that's what works. That's what's going to train up our kids. We are the laughing stock of the planet when it comes to education. Well, actually, government, too. They've got skits going on in other countries about how brain dead Joe Biden is. That never happened before. Remember, he was going to repair the damage that Donald Trump had done. Wow. I don't know what damage he's talking about, frankly. When you look at what he's doing. Yeah, Joey B., you're right. Sorry. 855-REAL. Thanks, Lee. I'm not sorry. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. And I know we don't always agree, because some of you send me emails about some of the stories I'm telling you, talking about. It's okay. I won't lose any sleep over it. All right, Joey B. Canceled over $1 billion. This is what, you know, right? No one's above the law. Remember that one? Anyone remember that line? No one's above the law. Well, Joey B. Canceled $1 billion in student loan debt. Didn't ask for permission from Congress. Right? Just did it on his own. And was it the Supreme Court? Yeah, it was the Supreme Court. Told him he didn't have a right to do that, did they? Did he? They told him, no way, no how, you can't do this. But he did it anyway. So he canceled, to be more precise, $1.2 billion in student loan debt for over 150,000 borrowers through the Save Plan. He expedited debt forgiveness for those with smaller loans. Now, he says he's trying to address the student loan debt, you know, make higher education more accessible. Well, I don't know how it makes it more accessible when you go ahead and delete debt that they already had. And you know what? Maybe you should categorize who gets to delete the debt. If you went in for an absolutely useless degree, your debt shouldn't be forgiven. You chose it. You were pushed in that direction. Whatever. You should have to pay that. Okay? I mean, seriously. How many of us on the right would have pushed and told you and asked you not to go into a certain, category or push for a certain degree? Just saying. So he shortened the time that you could get forgiveness of debt, you know, especially with the smaller loans, because the smaller loans, my understanding, in some cases, if you went and worked in a community, you worked in a low-income community, you could get forgiveness of a portion of your debt. Be back in a little bit. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show. Be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. $1,000. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Just enjoying the horn.
Hang tight.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure, as I said. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room. Texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And it's really simple, right? Head over to the website, joemessina.com. So much going on there. You can read the stories. You can, you know, sign up for the newsletter. There's a lot happening there. A lot to get, a lot that you can get involved with. So I appreciate it so much. The interesting. I'm just, you know, when you guys send these stories, I wish you would send them to me earlier. I get it, but I get you got stuff going on, and so do I. But you know, somebody just teased me and said Hillary's email scandal is back. By the State Department just gave Judicial Watch $97,000 as part of the settlement of the federal FOIA lawsuit that uncovers the Clinton email scandal. The lawsuit arose out of the Benghazi scandal. It was the most significant non-governmental award to date. So I may go back over that later on, but you know, Judicial Watch, great organization. They're making great strides into getting some information, right? Bringing these lawsuits, bringing things to light, getting the information they don't want you to have. I mean, seriously. Anyway, like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Appreciate the time you're spending with us and the time you spend on the air with me. Okay, I said, you know what? I just got so many stories going on, and not just on my screen, but in my head, too. Seriously. All right, well, here's one that I always love to deal with, Newsom. Newsom, he tries to defend abortion to the birthday. Coming out of the canal. Right? I mean, are you serious? Newsom has launched a series of provocative advertisements in Tennessee. He's inviting women to come to his state pretty much to kill their unborn children. You know, somebody's got to explain to me how you think in the ninth month. Have you seen a baby when it's born? That you can abort a baby in the ninth month. How evil is this party that's pushing this? Right? The television ads accuse conservative officials of holding women hostage by imposing restrictions on their travel for reproductive care. Right? It's just amazing. Meanwhile, Meet the Press, the governor affirmed that he supports abortion up to the birth of the child. And then what? Right? When does it stop? You got to ask the question. Because they keep going further over the years. We've said they were going to do it. They go further and further and further and further and further, and eventually get to the point where there are no limits. You know, they talk about losing our humanity. They talk about how we don't care about the illegals, and we don't have a heart. And these kids are hungry, and they're starving, and they're dying, and you know what? I could say the same thing to you. You don't care either. These are children. At 9 months, they feel pain. I mean, before that, but I'm saying you're allowing abortions at 8 and 9 months old. They feel the pain. Really that simple. But you can't see that. Oh, matter of fact, it's not that you can't see it. You don't want to see it. Right? That just that simple. I would love it. Truly love it. Well, you know, it doesn't do any good. they don't care anyway. They just don't care. They're like spoiled brats. They want what they want when they want. When they want it, they don't care who it hurts. Right? Or what damage it does to a child. It is the child. Whether you like it or not. You want to talk about compassion? Watch one being performed and tell me that child doesn't know what's coming. Watch one being performed and tell me that it's okay. Do you know what I'm saying? Tell me it's okay when you watch it trying to duck and dodge that suction tube. Yeah, I'm going to be rude about it. Well, I actually thought rude about it. You think it's okay? So I've always said the same thing, which I think is hilarious. If you think it's okay, if you think it's the norm that it's just fine, that it doesn't hurt a baby, then go ahead and show it in biology class. Right? Just show it. What's the big deal? And then I get all the, oh, God, I can't believe you said that. Why? What are you afraid of? If you truly believe it's the right thing, it's all good, then there's no issue. There's no problem, right? 855-REAL-JOE. show, 855-732-5563. Get, like I said before, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. When you're part of the solution, it just changes everything. I mean, seriously. All right. I thought this was great. Quick story. The New York Times got triggered by a plump, juicy chicken breast tucked between hot buns. That's right. Now, yeah. Former staff writer Adam Rubenstein made that staggering revelation. He wrote this crazy essay. It published in The Atlantic titled, I Was a Heretic at the New York Times. In the opening paragraphs, Rubenstein, who previously wrote for the Wall Street Journal, I don't know how these, anyway, and the Weekly Standard, he recounted his first day working at the Old Gray Lady, as it's called, which is the New York Times. He said, I went to an orientation with more than a dozen other new hires. We had to do an icebreaker. You pick a Starburst out of a jar. You answer a question. The Starburst was pink, I believe, and so I had to answer the pink prompt, which had me respond my favorite sandwich. Sandwich. Russ and Daughter's Super Heapster came to mind. He said, but I figured I mentioned the $19 sandwich wasn't a great way to win new friends. So I blurted out the spicy chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A and considered it an icebreaker. He said, the HR representative leading the orientation chided me. He said, we don't do that here. They hate gay people. Really? They hate gay people? I'm not aware. Anyhow, people started snapping their fingers in, acclamation. I hadn't been thinking about the fact that Chick-fil-A was a transgressive in liberal circles for its chairman's opposition to gay marriage. Not the politics, the chicken, I quickly said. But it was too late. I sat down, and they tried to, make me ashamed. Anyway, we'll kind of tie this up on the other side of the break. Joe Mazzulli, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in just a few minutes.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer stated Wednesday on the Senate floor that lawmakers are very close to reaching an agreement to fund the government and prevent a shutdown by the end of the week.
I'm hopeful
that soon we will have an agreement for keeping the government open beyond Friday's deadline.
This follows discussions between Schumer, other congressional leaders, and President Biden. If Congress doesn't take action, parts of the government will face a shutdown starting Friday night. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell announced Wednesday that he will step down from his GOP leadership position in November, citing the need for the next generation of leadership. At 82 years old, McConnell said he will remain in his role until the November elections and will serve out the remainder of his term, which ends in 2027. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has declared a disaster in 60 counties due to a wildfire in the Texas Panhandle. The Smokehouse Creek fire has consumed 500,000 acres. John Schaefer, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. I'm back. Hopefully you are too. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5566. Seriously, right? Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. And you know, and part of that is getting involved in what's going on around you, in your community. Right? And that way there, you know, by getting involved, you know what's happening. In every community is a little different. You know, President Biden, again, we talked about this earlier. Somebody sent me a note. Let's see. Yeah, because sometimes I start reading it, and they say something nasty, and I read right through it. Oh, how do you expect education to get better in this country when the majority of other countries offer education for free? Well, let's do a couple things here. Other countries offer it for free, except if you're from out, you're a foreigner. When you show up, you got to pay big bucks for it, right? Yeah, we're giving free education, free college education to illegals. So you can't have it both ways. You can't pick and choose what you want to do with the other countries to do it, right? Also, those other countries are taxing their people at such high rates, 70%. Oh, yeah, Joe, but they take care of you from cradle to grave. I don't want to be taken care of by the government. Let me tell you what, without giving away too many secrets, as some of you know, you old-timers know, if you would, right? Tammy's mother lives with us, and she is her mom's caregiver. And, yeah, and thank God for that. If you put that woman in a government facility, she's dead in weeks, maybe months. And if you're a government worker in one of those facilities, I'm sorry, but it's a true statement. You cannot spend the time, you do not have the resources, you do not have the people to spend that kind of time with people who need much care. right? So, no, I don't want them totally taking care of me. I don't want the government taking care of all this. I don't know how I got down this road, but, you know, seriously. Right? 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Catholic bishops, yeah, you know what? Some of that stuff I just beat up too much. It doesn't get me anywhere. It gets my blood pressure up. Catholic bishops say that they were targeted by the FBI because they're pro-life. Some of you are going, oh, here we go. No, no. Once you start reading a little bit more on CNN, once you start getting outside of MSNBC, right, CBS, ABC, whatever, you'll see how true this is. Bishop Joe Strickland criticized the FBI's targeting of traditional Catholic churches. Their comments were that they resemble Nazi Germany or Communist Russia. Pro-life. God is pro-life, people. Scripture is pro-life. He said it reflected a nation losing its way, and he's right. And it happened, think about this, it happened in a relatively short period of time. So we couldn't have been very solid in our belief systems. We couldn't have been very solid in what we believe to be truth. Whether you're a patriot or not, or hate this country or not. I can remember a time when it was not the right thing to do to hate your country, even though we wouldn't stop you. If you want to hate the country, go for it. But when you start destroying things, statues out of ignorance. I mean, I love the fact that they tore down they tore down statues of abolitionists in the name of slavery or anti-slavery. How does that work? Right? Bishop went on to say it's a sign of a nation losing its way. I agree with him. Using government agencies to attack those living according to God's truth. See, they don't want you to have a God. They want to be your gods. I told you that. I've been telling you that for years. The new gods of Mount Olympus, right? Pelosi, Schumer, Maxine Waters, Obama. They want you to see them, the government, as the group that will take care of you, the group you have to look to, the gods you have to pray upon or pray to. Right? Look at what's going on in some areas that supported Trump as opposed to Biden. Right? In the city of Palestine. They're not getting any help. They still haven't got any help. They have people that are getting sick there. Physically sick. The government, Joey B's government administration, comes in and said the water's safe, this is safe, that's safe. They've taken it to outside sources and it comes up as toxic. I'm sorry, who's lying? And they don't care. The government doesn't care. Stop talking about how Trump doesn't care about you. And the Democrats are all loving and caring. They're not. Then get somebody in there. Get somebody down to Palestine to clean up that water, to fix the mess. Part of this, too. Why don't you... Where's Pete Buttigieg? Where is he? He needs to fix the train tracks in this country. And look it. It's not his fault that they're in the shape they're in. I got that. But it's his fault that we're not, you know, forget the inclusive naming conventions, right? Wiping out all the gender terminologies. No. How about you fix the tracks? How about we actually save lives? You got money and time left over after, then take care of the other stuff. But look at the lives you're affected because you're too busy trying to figure out how to work out so you don't have to have male, female, mom, dad, husband, wife. How about you get to saving people? Our rail system is among the worst in the planet. And the shape that it's in. Get it fixed. People are paying taxes for it. Get it fixed. All right, where was I? See, I go off on these. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, all those freedom issues seem to be bound up in one thing here. I think the FBI has been weaponized to go after people who simply believe deeply in the message of Jesus Christ, and I believe in the truth that he's revealed. He went on to say, and sadly, in the nation and really in the world, even in the Catholic Church, we're having a lot of people not so sure about this truth anymore. Right? And if I think about it, so instead of getting out, if you don't believe and you don't want to believe, instead of getting out, what do they want to do? They want to change it. Well, you don't change God's scripture. You don't change what God put in place. I got a funny feeling that the creator of the universe has a clue as to how he wanted his words, what he wanted them to say, and how he wanted them to say it. Right? Anyway. Strickland said you can always come back, but we've got to listen to the truth that God is real. I personally believe that myself. I don't care what you use against me, for you locals. We've gotten so far away from God, so far away from normality, so far away from morality, so far away from caring for each other. And caring for each other does not mean forcing me to pay a tax I don't want to pay so the government can take that money and feed the poor when, in all reality, when the government feeds the poor only get about 60 cents out of every dollar. Right? Let these other groups do it that know how to do it. Do it well. And the money goes a heck of a lot further. You know, you got these tyrannical leaders. They feel threatened by those who won't compromise themselves for God. How do you beat God? You got to get that person to stop believing in God. You got to get that person to denounce God. To put all that aside, a true believer is not going to do that in any way, shape, manner, or form. I'll never give up my belief in God. I'll never give up my belief in Jesus Christ. I won't shove it down your throat. You don't have to believe it. There's no, you know, I haven't found a scripture in my Bible yet that says I have to beat it into you or browbeat you till you finally accept Christ. I don't find that anywhere. And any Christian who does that to you is dead wrong. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.
I'm a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it. By only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
I'm back.
Come see your host. It's always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. Always appreciate your time with me. That's an easy one. We were talking before the break about Catholics being targeted again. Not just again, but it's being ratcheted up by the FBI. And the only reason they're going after them is because they're pro-life. They go after these bishops, they go after these clergymen because they're pro-life. They're not charging them with any crimes. When you talk about these tyrannical leaders that want you to see them as gods, they want you to see the government as the catch-all, end-all, be-all, you look at the half the country that doesn't agree with them. I can't say half the country will stand up for their rights. That I won't say. Because I don't know. I don't know how many of you go to the wall, give it all, if you would, for freedom. True freedom. Now, I'm not saying you start a fight, but you don't back away from it.
Everything that they're doing, everything that they're accusing others of, they're doing themselves. Now, Bishop Strickland explained that the Catholic Church is and should be totally opposed to this woke agenda. All of it. Everything that happens, everything a pastor, a priest, a rabbi, everything that they decide to get behind needs to be backed up by Scripture. That's their job. It's kind of what he's laying out here. You know, it shouldn't say, thou shalt follow the woke agenda. When the Bible says God created male and female, there's only two. That's it. Now, if you don't believe in God, then for you, there's 79 to 81 to whatever. But in the church, in the body of Christ, there's only one truth. And that's the Word of God. There's no way to water it down, no way to walk away from it. He went on to say, I think it's natural that those standing for that truth are going to be seen as a threat to this agenda, threat to this, well, to this administration, frankly. Just as we look to Nazi Germany or to the communist state of Stalin, how many people died because they said no to those regimes? You know, the same thing's going to happen here, but if we have to speak against the false message, you got to open your mouth. They are pumping away to take away our guns. They're pumping away to take away your freedom of speech right, your freedom of religion rights. Because they're dangerous. Right? Isn't that what they're telling you? And anybody who believes, anybody who believes, I love this, in a higher power, God, I call him God, a higher power, and wants to live by that higher power, wants to worship that higher power, is dangerous. Because they're going to go through that. I mean, they're going to go to that higher power to understand where they stand, what their rights are. Like that CNN reporter or commentator who said your rights don't come from God. White Christian nationalists believe that you're right. No, actually, the guys who wrote the Constitution believed that. Just the first part of the Declaration. A unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America. Unanimous. They all agree to this. When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people. Ready for this? It becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God. They pull them both in here. If you're a person who doesn't believe in God, you believe in nature, well, nature's got a process. It's got its own rules. We believe those rules were put in place by God. To which the laws of nature and nature's God entitle them in decent respect to the opinions of mankind require they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. In other words, get away from the oppressor. They go on to say the one that just drives everybody nuts, well, drives the atheist nuts. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Not guaranteed happiness. And to secure these, the governments are instituted among men. Right? They derive their powers not from themselves. Right? This, and, you know, biblically, and they pulled a lot of this stuff out of the Bible. It's easy to prove. The governments were instituted by God. The governments were instituted here by men. They get their powers from who? The consent of the governed. Us, we the people. When we elect them to stand for the Constitution, for the laws of the land, and to operate within that framework to protect us from what's happening today, and they're not doing it. Not even the Republicans. Are you ready for this one? Whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it's the right of the people to alter and or abolish it. Hello? This is what they're afraid of. They don't want you to know the Constitution. They don't want their people to know the Constitution. They're not teaching it in detail and depth to the kids in school. Why? Because they believe in school that you could pass a law to do away with SCOTUS. Right? Hello? You know that's true. The part that scares them. Think about what our founding fathers had just come out of what they've done. Secure these rights. Governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the... Us, we the people, we decide what you have a right to do and don't have a right to do. And if you get out of control, we have a right to abolish the government. We have a right to institute a new government. Anybody home? You listening? As Larry Elder always said, is this mic on? But what are you willing to give up? See, that's the thing. Today we have gotten, with the old, you know, the old term, I know, you'll say something, fat, dumb, and happy. If your belly's full, you really don't have to think about much. You get all shoved into your head by the smartphone. And you're happy. Right? Because you're able to do what you believe you're able, you know, you have a right to do, and those rights are being taken away from you little by little by little by little by little. Your right to pray. I mean, truly, how confused are we as a people? When Congress started off every session with prayer to a Christian God. When Congress started off, their sessions with prayer, their events with prayer. Well documented, though not being taught anymore. Right? I admonish you guys before the next show. Read through the Declaration. I mean, it's not like a three-hour read. And if you read the Declaration, you would see right now, you could easily call Joey Biden King George. When you see what they were fighting against, what they were pushing against, right, you see what we're talking about. I mean, it's just amazing to me. We have been so made so soft. We have been softened down so much. We've been made so ignorant. And now you guys are longtime listeners. You've heard me say this a million times. In the Jim Crow days, it was illegal to educate a black person. Do you think that was because they didn't want to waste resources? You think it was because they didn't have enough money? No. If they kept them dumb, if they kept them ignorant, they could keep them down. If they kept them dumb, they kept them ignorant, they would never be able to figure out how to get out of the situation they were in. Or push to get out of the situation they were in. They might actually read the Constitution to be able to push back. We didn't want that. They didn't want that. And what do you see happening today in our education system and in our media across the country? Misinformation. Making our people ignorant. Because they're giving out misinformation as headlines. Anyway, you know, seriously, go in, read the Declaration, find out what their grievances were. And what I love about it, you know, look who signed it. Always a pleasure to have you guys with me. I really appreciate, the listeners, that there's all kinds of other stations you could be listening to. You've chosen this one, and you've chosen me, and thank you so much. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. We'll catch up with you tomorrow. Well, you can catch up with me tomorrow. I'm right here again.